Hey everybody, it's Sam with Pro Wrestling Overtime, and let's talk about the episode title, the WWE Championship. Now, this is the last predictions episode that I am doing for WrestleMania Backlash. To the person who wrote me and had this idea, I don't know about this. I've taped or recorded, I guess, 6 episodes, and they're all like 15, 20 minutes, some are half an hour. One was 45 minutes. I think there's like 3 hours of listening if you listen to my thoughts on every match. Whereas, I think if I would have done one episode, it might have been 45 minutes to an hour. However, I guess if you're only interested in one match or you want in-depth analysis in one match, then I guess you got it. So, we'll see how everybody likes it because hopefully they will write me at prowrestlingot@gmail.com and tell me. They'll tell me their predictions, but they'll also tell me, do they like the separate match breakdown on big pay-per-views only? And I'm stressing that. Because it has wore me out, and I have 3 daily sports betting overtime podcasts left to do about my sports betting picks that I am picking today. So let's break down Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre, and Braun Strowman. This one is not last because I think it'll be the main event. I think Roman Cesaro will. It will shock me if it's not. I'm actually doing this one last just because when I looked up the card, it was listed last. I think probably because wasn't it the first match made? So I think they just kind of filled in. I don't get why Braun Strowman's in this match. And that's your first action point. I need somebody to write below where you see this on social media or all the different places that I put in the show notes that you can contact me. Somebody needs to explain to me why Braun Strowman's even in this match. Do not give me a simple answer, oh, he beat Drew. Yeah, I know that. Here's the thing that I don't understand. How do you go from being basically a comedy act to Shane McMahon decides, oh, it's WrestleMania, I gotta jump off something, be thrown off something, thrown through something, and Braun Strowman is picked? Now, I have to admit, the part where he tore the cage off in order to drag Shane McMahon through the other side was pretty cool. But that's what he did for WrestleMania. He was in a match that had a crazy storyline with Shane McMahon. Then we didn't see him, I think, for a week or two. And all of a sudden, he is popping up in Drew Bobby. So I don't really understand this. Now, when I get inside of the WWE bubble, and I try to think, he's going to be the one to get pinned. That's usually why there's a triple threat. because they don't want the other two going one-on-one and someone losing, possibly clean, God forbid, and them look bad in the fans' eyes and destroy them. Because I'm telling you, had Braun Strowman not been inserted in this match or someone of his caliber, and Bobby Lashley would have beaten Drew McIntyre, it's over. The program is over. Drew goes back to the back of the line. It's over. He has taken on Bobby Lashley, and Bobby Lashley has proven, I am a monster, and you can't help, you can't win, you can't help yourself. So I'm going to help you, and you're going to go to the back of the line. And that throws Drew out of the mix. But I don't understand, other than that, why Braun? Why Braun in this match? If I was going to put someone in this match that had been involved with both of these two, had a storyline with both of these two, and could get pinned and no one would care, it would have been The Miz. He is the one that cashed in the Money in the Bank briefcase to beat Drew with help. And then Bobby Lashley took it from him. Drew should actually be beating him or in the process of killing The Miz for doing that. But somehow they forgot about that story because they wanted Miz and Morrison to take on Bad Bunny and Damian Priest. And if you listen to the first episode of the set about WrestleMania Backlash, then you'll see how I feel about that. But The Miz, to me, in storyline, actually makes more sense than Braun. Like I said, if Bobby Lashley wins, what do they do with Drew? Because think about it. He's kind of the top babyface. Who's second? I mean, think about it. The Fiend is taking time off. Randy Orton is pretty much a heel all the time, but he's getting into the tag team situation with Stoner Boy, which I don't understand. You've got AJ Styles. He is the tag team division with Almas. You would have Matt Riddle, but he's in the tag team situation. Can Sheamus be a babyface? He deserves a crack at it. He already holds a championship, though. Who else is on Raw? Yeah, I know there's a lot of people in catering. But I'm being honest. There's got to be somebody I forgot, right? No, I'm not counting Elias or Jackson Ryker. They're jobbers. And I'm not sure that Elias should not be sent down to NXT to get a completely different gimmick, completely different character. I think they're going to find out once they go back to the fans. The fans are not going to be as hip on him as what they were. And Jackson Ryker, I don't know how I feel about his comments that caused him basically to be suspended. Who else is on Raw that can be a babyface? I mean, seriously, think about that. So if Bobby beats Drew tonight, where does he go from there? Do we go heel on heel? Do we have to create someone? Does he try to take on Miss Brutality herself in Rhea Ripley? Does he want an opportunity and he takes on Charlotte Flair? Because I really am being serious. Where do you go with Bobby Lashley? I'm still upset they didn't give Drew his moment at WrestleMania 37 and allow him to win in front of the crowds. I understand why they did it. Bobby Lashley right now is red hot. But if you were planning on paying Drew back, letting him hear, you know, the fans go wild for him, establish him as the top babyface, maybe in the entire company, why pull the trigger on the Miz Bobby Lashley storyline, knowing that you're going to have Lashley take the title from him? I guess my problem with this whole match, yes, I know Braun is getting pinned, but by who? Who do I want to win? Like I said, Drew McIntyre. That's what makes sense. Because he holds the title, and there's so many heels that could come after him. They could even continue the Bobby Lashley program for, you know, another month or two. Or have Braun step in front, go a month or two, and then bring Bobby Lashley back. And they then rematch at SummerSlam. To me, that makes perfect sense. Who am I predicting? I'm predicting Bobby Lashley. Why? Because like I said, when I step into the WWE bubble and I try, keyword being try, to think like Vince and Bruce Prichard, I feel like that they heard the crowd's reaction to Bobby Lashley. And it popped them. I also think right now they don't have long-term vision, long-term story building, writing, whatever you want to call it. And with the men's division, other than Randy Orton, Alexa Bliss, the Bray Wyatt, the Fiend character, name me some other storyline that's been gone longer than 2 months. If you take the WrestleMania matches, honestly, and you sit down and think about two nights of wrestling, how many of those storylines lasted more than 2 months? How many of them got more than 2 months build? How many of them are still going on right now, tonight, at Backlash? Not very many. Not very many at all. So, putting on my WWE hat, stepping into the bubble, and because they don't write more than a week ahead, and sometimes they don't even write that far ahead, I hope they have tomorrow night's Raw somewhat penciled out. But I really think Bobby Lashley wins tonight, and that is my prediction. Because they're a bunch of knuckleheads. And I'm being as honest as I possibly can with you guys. I don't know where they go. They cannot continue the Drew McIntyre, Bobby Lashley story with Bobby Lashley beating him so convincingly at WrestleMania. Beating him before. And if he beats him tonight, it's over. Now, they may continue to try to push it. I don't know where Bobby Lashley goes. And I don't know what they have penciled in for tomorrow. Probably a celebration. Maybe he goes to Shelton Benjamin or Cedric Alexander. One of them step up, become a babyface, and take him on. I don't know. I don't want to see that. But maybe that's what they have planned. I don't know. I'm at a loss. So since this is the last episode of the set for WrestleMania Backlash, let's go over my predictions. Lumberjack match. Damian Priest. They're going to push him to the moon. I don't think he's a babyface. They may try to push him as a babyface. And maybe put him in the Bobby Lashley storyline. I don't think they should. I don't think he's ready. I don't think that he has as much fan support as what WWE thinks. SmackDown Tag Team Championships. I know all of you think the Mysterios come out on top. I don't. I think Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode keep it and lose it to the Mysterios next month, June 20th, at Money in the Bank or July. Raw Championship. I think Rhea Ripley keeps it. I really do. I think if Charlotte Flair wins, it will be a last-minute decision. And it will be because when Vince feels like there's a fire, or he feels like things are going down the drain, he knows that he can always break the glass and turn to Charlotte Flair to stabilize. So if Charlotte Flair wins tonight, I think it's a last minute decision. And when I say last minute, I'm thinking 10 to 15 minutes before their match. But I think they stay with Rhea Ripley. And as I said, I hope Asuka gets a little time off. Number one, to heal up minor injuries. Yes, I'm doing the finger quotes. But more than that, I hope they give her enough time to go back to Japan, see her family, spend time, have her kids, you know, see their family. And, because, you know, I'm guessing it's been probably 2 years. So let her. She's been working extremely hard. I think for the Universal Championship, I think whether through cheating, some kind of Uso shenanigans, Edge showing up, Roman Reigns retains. I don't think Cesaro just disappears, though. I think we do see Cesaro battling with Roman some. The SmackDown Championship. Here's where your swerve comes. I think Bayley wins. I go into detail about that. And if you don't get enough detail from that episode, go back to the Bianca Belair whole booking and how I would have booked her episode, because I really think they screwed her development, her bond with the fans, and the whole storytelling aspect of the first part of her career leading up to her first championship. Yes, I know that means on SmackDown you have two heels, Roman Reigns and Bayley, leading everything. You had that before, so who cares? They don't interact together. I think Bayley needs the belt, because I'm telling you, two comebacks are coming back. One, Sasha Banks. I would love to see them tell their story correctly. The other, I want Bayley so bad to go through a feud with her, and I would like it to be long-term. Please, WWE gods, let me have a long-term feud, longer than 6 weeks, with Becky Lynch and Bayley. But if Bayley has the title, I agree with her. Becky Lynch has got to work her way up. In that episode, I also said, where the hell is Carmella? Do they have her locked in a closet somewhere? And then the WWE Championship. I think the way that makes sense and who I want to win is Drew McIntyre. But I'm predicting Bobby Lashley keeps his belt. What are your predictions? That's what I truly want to know. I told a story on the Impact Under Siege predictions. There was a person who wrote me when I did those. And I asked, hey, actually it was Hard Justice, excuse me. I told the story on Under Siege predictions. But the Hard Justice prediction show, I actually said, write me. Tell me who you're predicting, why, do some analysis on it. You don't have to go in as much detail as what I do, but want to hear your thoughts. Person emailed me. I got so into reading it and wanting that to happen that I loved it. Now, that person didn't give me Under Siege predictions yesterday, and I was so disappointed, because I really wanted to know what they thought, what they were seeing happen. Now, for those of you who are interested and don't want to wait for the Impact Wrestling bragging show that I will be doing, I think I was 7-2 last night, or 8-1. I really need to look. Exactly. The reason why I say I was either 7-2 or 8-1 is I think I mentioned Moose, but made the assumption he had not signed a new contract. He had not renewed. Therefore, they wouldn't give him the belt. But he was the one that made the most sense in taking on Kenny Omega. But I think what I circled on my notebook piece of paper and I said during the podcast, I think was Chris Sabin. So I got everything else right except for the very first match. I picked Black Taurus over Brian Myers, and that did not happen. So I think I was 7-2. I picked everything else. I even picked one match completely correct. And I'm talking down to the storyline, the trash talking, the beating, the continued trash talking, and blowing all self-confidence that Jordan Grace has. I literally picked their knockout tag team championship match completely. So, if you have time and want to hear about that, hit up the prediction show. But you definitely need to listen to the Impact Wrestling bragging show. That will probably come tomorrow, since I'm doing 9 episodes today. Because one of you wrote in and said, oh, I think I would like it better. You better write me back and tell me whether you do. But anyway, I want to hear your predictions. I want to hear your analysis. Or after WrestleMania Backlash. Write me. Did you enjoy the show? Did you like who won? Did you like why they won or how they won? I really truly want to know that. So I will talk to you guys soon, and I'll see you down the road.